KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the area, we'll have sunny skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 70s with wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-50s. For Sunday and Monday, sunny skies, lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 64.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump and Ag Secretary Perdue announcing up to an additional $14 billion for agriculture producers who continue to face market disruptions and associated costs because of COVID-19. Sign up for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP 2, begins September 21st. It'll run through December 11th of this year. Secretary Perdue said America's agriculture communities are resilient but still face many challenges due to the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump is once again demonstrating his commitment to ensure America's farmers and ranchers remain in business to produce the food, fuel, and fiber America needs to thrive. He said, "We listened to feedback received from farmers, ranchers, and ag organizations about the impact of the pandemic on the nation's farms and ranches. They developed a program to better meet the needs of those impacted." USDA will use the funds being made available from the Commodity Credit Corporation Charter Act and CARES Act to support row crops, livestock, specialty crops, dairy, aquaculture, and many other additional commodities. USDA has incorporated improvements into CFAP 2 based on stakeholder engagement and public feedback to better meet the needs of the impacted farmers and ranchers. Producers can apply for the CFAP at the Farm Service Agency county offices. The program provides financial assistance to give producers the ability to absorb increased marketing costs associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. Producers will be compensated for ongoing market disruptions and assisted with the association marketing costs. CFAP 2 payments will be made from three categories of commodities: the price trigger commodities, flat rate crop, and sales commodities. Again, sign up is scheduled to begin on Monday, September 21st. To find out more information and application forms, go to farmers.gov/CFAP. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you want to get more for your money, start by getting more when you borrow it. And you can get more with Frontier Farm Credit. Along with attractive rates and ag-friendly terms, you get an entire organization that understands what you do and works for your success. You can also get cash-back dividends, which gives you even more. We're Frontier Farm Credit. Learn more at frontierfarmcredit.com. Agriculture works here.
Mid-America Network News. After several delays, a national monument to President Dwight D. Eisenhower is now open in Washington, D.C. Here's Kansas Senator Pat Roberts.
Oh, I think it's a beautiful memorial. It touches my heart, really. I met Ike when I was 14 years old, and I never thought at that time, of course, that anything like this would be happening.
This is one of Roberts' last projects. After 16 years in the House and 24 years in the Senate, he will retire at the end of the year. In August, Kansas employers added jobs for the fourth consecutive month. The Kansas Department of Labor says the unemployment rate for August is 6.9%. That's a decrease from 7.2% in July. Acting Secretary Ryan Wright says data for August demonstrates continued progress in Kansas, with the unemployment rate and job growth moving in the right direction. Kansas non-farm jobs increased by 9,300 from July. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Rusty at Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty at Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty at Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers out of flight and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2TO464 MSRP $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000. Alternative cash rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expires September 30th, 2020.
Nebraska now has the lowest unemployment rate in the U.S. Nebraska's unemployment rate dropped to 4% in August, giving the state the lowest rate in the entire nation. According to the Nebraska Department of Labor, the rate is down from a revised rate of 4.9% in July. Nebraska's rate was slightly lower than Utah's at 4.1% and Idaho's at 4.2%. The state with the next lowest rate was South Dakota at 4.8%. Former U.S. Senator Nancy Kassebaum has again broken with fellow Kansas Republicans to support Democrat Barbara Beaulieu for the seat that Kassebaum once held. Kassebaum said in a statement that Beaulieu shares her belief in working with members of both parties. Kassebaum also endorsed Democrat Laura Kelly in the 2018 Kansas governor's race. Republican Representative and GOP Senate nominee Roger Marshall received endorsement from former U.S. Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. An Omaha City Council candidate who led protests after a controversy at a cafe this summer is being held on $1 million bail after being charged with sexual assault of a minor. 27-year-old David Mitchell was arrested Tuesday, his bond set yesterday. Omaha police say a 20-year-old woman told police in June that Mitchell twice sexually assaulted her in 2014 when she was a minor. He was 21 at the time. Larry Frost, the father of Nebraska football coach Scott Frost, has died following a battle with cancer. He was 73. The elder Frost's death this week was announced by his oldest son, Steve Frost, Wednesday night. The elder Frost was inducted into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. Larry Frost is survived by his wife of more than 50 years, Carol, and his two sons. Nebraska weather for the weekend looking stellar. Almost autumn-like. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty at Ford is offering you a 2-for-1. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty at Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. 2-for-1. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's 2-for-1 deals at Rusty at Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2TO464 MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to the dealer. Offers expire September 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual U.S. 36 treasure hunt is underway with garage sales along the highway and adjacent communities running through Sunday. Caution is advised with additional traffic expected. The FNB Fall Fest at Washington this year has been canceled due to COVID-19. Marysville Chamber and Main Street announced alternate plans for Black Squirrel Night, which will be suspended. A trunk or treat will be featured at downtown businesses October 29th from 5 until 7 p.m. Concerns with crowds for the costume contest, footloose dancers, and other annual events prompted the change. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday. An enrollment update suggests the district may be down some 23 students this year, in large part due to a large graduating class of 83 seniors. Remote learning has 10 junior-senior high students involved and 8 elementary, with 19 students opting to homeschool or enroll in virtual learning outside the district. A first step in adding an artificial turf football field at Homer Hansen Stadium was completed, with approval of a contract with Mammoth Sports, committing the district to their services if such an improvement is made. A volunteer stadium committee is proceeding with fundraising efforts toward press box improvements and plans to move ahead with fundraising for other stadium improvements, including the turf upgrade. The Ag Complex construction is reportedly on schedule and nearing completion. A Marysville woman, Victoria G. Greenwood, faces charges of aggravated arson in Marshall County District Court. She allegedly set a fire to a mattress at a rental home at 601 North 6th Street in Marysville around midnight September 4th. Volunteer firemen responded. All occupants, including several children, escaped safely. Four counts of aggravated arson and three counts of aggravated endangering a child by placing them in a reckless situation are filed, with a preliminary hearing set later this month. An injury accident was reported early Thursday morning in Pottawatomie County, east of Wheaton. Gerald Taylor, age 56, of Clay Center, veered off K-16 Highway at Wheaton Road. He suffered minor injuries and was transported to the Onega Hospital. Last Wednesday afternoon, two vehicles collided at the Beatty Corner on U.S. Highway 36. A Maryville, Tennessee man and Barnhart, Missouri man were involved, with one of the drivers transported to CMH in Marysville. Last Tuesday afternoon, another accident was reported at the same location. An Omaha woman and a man from Havana, Illinois collided, with three injuries transported to CMH. Kansas Department of Health and Environment, in conjunction with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, has revised its list of public health advisories for Kansas lakes due to blue-green algae, extending warnings for two zones and a watch for a third zone at Milford Lake in Geary County. Precautions are urged and water contact should be avoided. A hunter education course is planned in Washington beginning September 21st. Those who attend must be 11 years old on or before September 26th. The three-day class will run 5:30 till 8:30 p.m. Monday, September 21st, and Wednesday, September 23rd. The class will meet again Saturday, September 26th, beginning 9 a.m. For additional details, contact Don Grove, 265-3331. Carolyn Keating, age 84, of Frankfort, passed away. Funeral mass Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7, with a rosary at 7 at the church. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Keating. Elmer Loges, age 96, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., graveside at the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Helmer Loges. Arnold G. Irvin, age 96, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Family graveside service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, Saturday, 10 to 1 at the Laughlin Hobbit Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Arnold Irvin. Bradley W. Pryor, age 59, of Washington, passed away September 4th. Celebration of life service is planned Sunday, September 20th at 1 p.m. at the FNB Bank in Washington. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Bradley Pryor.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Horse Soldier, Mark Nooch, will be at 12th Street Liquor in Marysville signing bottles and taking photos Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. Limited quantities of special releases from Horse Soldier Bourbon will also be available for purchase and to get signed. Don't miss your opportunity to meet an American hero and try some amazing whiskey. So head on over to 12th Street Liquor and get your very own signed bottle and meet the legend himself, Mark Nooch. Saturday from 4 to 6 at 12th Street Liquor in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High pressure system across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, and that will stay overhead all the way through the weekend and into the early parts of next week. We really don't have a chance of precipitation, at least now, anytime over the next several days. Temperature wise, we have an upper level ridge that's going to move back in place, bringing us some warmer temperatures as we head towards the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week. So across the area, sunny skies, lower to mid-70s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 70s, with wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, clear skies will drop down to the mid-50s. As we head into Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer temperatures, lower 80s, and Monday, mostly sunny. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature mid-September, 80. Recent record high, 94 in 2000. The average low, 57. Record of 42 set in 2012. Sunset this evening, 7:28. Sunrise in the morning at 7:11.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things good.
Social upheaval often brings big changes to our language. And 2020 has dictionary editors working overtime. We will look at some new entries today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 18th, the 262nd day of the year. Screen legend Greta Garbo was born on this day, and the first issue of the New York Times was published in 1851. 2020 is only three quarters over, and it's already one for the history books. And one look at the new definitions in the Oxford English Dictionary explains it all. Among them, social distancing, self-quarantine, and of course, COVID-19. The year has brought us an abundance of new acronyms such as PPE for personal protective equipment and WFH for working from home. And perhaps 2020's greatest hit is a new sub-entry under the word curve with a notation C flattened the. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday health officials telling 10 fans who attended last week's Kansas City Chiefs game to quarantine after one fan tested positive for COVID-19. Kansas City health officials announced yesterday that a fan who watched the game from a group's box tested positive the next day. The group was seated in the lower level of the stadium. The chief said in a statement that the organization worked with Kansas City health officials to find the fans who were possibly exposed. Chief's officials say contact tracing protocols showed the group were wearing masks when they entered the stadium and pinpointed anyone who had contact with the individual. About our Kansas City Chiefs, they'll be in action for week two of their season. In fact, they'll be in action and on the road as they head west to California to take on the Los Angeles Chargers. That game will be Sunday afternoon with a 3:25 kickoff. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
Does your equipment break down at the worst time? Usually during harvest? Abilene Machine can help. With over 100,000 parts and 4 locations nationwide, Abilene Machine has high-quality ag replacement parts and a knowledgeable sales staff to get your equipment back in tip-top condition. Shop online at AbileneMachine.com for all the latest combine, tractor, corn head, planter, and tillage replacement parts. For ag parts built to last and ship fast, shop Abilene Machine.
The Pac-12 University presidents and chancellors set to meet today and be presented with options for staging a fall football season, a day after the Big Ten changed course from its decision to postpone fall sports because of the pandemic and set a late October start for football. The Pac-12 appeared headed toward a similar move. However, Commissioner Larry Scott says a vote by the CEO group is not expected. The Mountain West trying to do the same, and there's even some movement in the Mid-America Conference toward reconsidering a fall season. On the sports docket, the Kansas City Royals back in action tonight. They'll begin a 3-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers, first pitch at 7:10. College football, K-State off this weekend. They'll take on OU next Saturday with an 11 o'clock kickoff. Same story with KU, off tomorrow, but they'll be back in action next Saturday for a 6:30 kickoff with Baylor. And lots of high school football to take in all across the state tonight, and that feels just darn good to say. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football and week three of the season kicks off as Marysville travels to Rock Creek. Washington County entertains Canton Galva. Axtell is host to Rock Hills. Valley Heights kicks off at Horton. Frankfort's at Onegas and Trilly at Jackson Heights. Diller O'Dell will host Omaha Christian. The Hanover Blue Valley game has been canceled. Our Friday feature game, Washington County hosting number one ranked Canton Galva tonight. Tigers coach Doug Thompson talks about the matchup.
They're a pretty physical team. The running back, the Collins kid, is probably 6'1", 215. He runs the ball extremely hard. So I think if we can really work on trying to shut him down and making him throw the ball, I think help us a little bit. The Struber kid is phenomenal. I think he's got 10 receiving touchdowns in 2 games. I believe he's verbally committed to K-State. I'm not 100% sure, but he's definitely a big threat on the outside.
Head Tiger coach Doug Thompson with additional comments on our Coach's Corner this evening, as well as pregame preceding a 7 o'clock kickoff on FM 95.5. Marysville Bulldogs, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, simulcast with BVTV on Channel 3, streaming live. Travel to Rock Creek. Bulldog coach Dustin Hoyer.
Rock Creek's an extremely athletic team. They do a great job getting their playmakers in space, and the key's going to be playing disciplined football and taking everything that we're working on this week and locking it in on Friday night.
Doug Thompson and Dustin Hoyer will have additional comments on our Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:30 this evening. K-Prep's pregame show begins at 6, followed by our Coach's Corner roundup at 6:30 and pregame coverage at 6:45 with Marysville and Rock Creek on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Washington County, Canton Galva on FM 95.5. All our games on air, live, and on demand.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Gardeners are generous people. We like to share gardening tips, homegrown produce, and plants. But before you pass along a plant, be sure it won't create a problem for the other person. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You may have purchased the plant years ago because it was advertised as vigorous, hardy, and beautiful, and it was. But soon you had so many plants you started sharing with friends. But some of these, like buckthorn, honeysuckle, goutweed, and purple loosestrife, are invasive. These plants escape the garden, invading wetlands, woodlands, prairies, and other native communities. Invasive plants crowd out the native plants wildlife depend on, and some, like barberry, honeysuckle, and buckthorn, provide the perfect environment for disease-carrying ticks. Don't share invasive plants with friends and family, and consider replacing those in your landscape with something more suitable. And when appropriate, select plants native to your area. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
The shots at Fort Sumter in April of 1861 are often considered the first military action of the Civil War. However, one can make a case that the battle in this Kansas town 5 years prior was the event that made the war inevitable. The story of that town and its leader is today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Today, John Brown is an important figure in Civil War history. Not so when he came to this town.
He was not well known, really, until he came here. As a matter of fact, if you will read history books, he is known as Osawatomie Brown because of his association with this town. And he's associated with this town because of the Battle of Osawatomie, and this cabin is on the site of the Battle of Osawatomie.
Brady Atwater at the John Brown Museum State Historic Site says on August 30th, 1856, about 40 free staters led by Brown encountered up to 400 men under the direction of John Reed.
Pro-slavery forces won the battle. But in terms of after the battle, the Free State people won the publicity battle because they considered it a moral victory. But they rode into Osawatomie and they burned the town and only left three buildings standing.
His stand against pro-slavery forces gained him national notoriety as a militant abolitionist. The events in Osawatomie further motivated his efforts.
As he watched Osawatomie burn, he told his son, God sees it. And then he told his son that he was going to carry the war in back east, and he was going to go back to the center of slavery.
Brown did take the war east, organizing the raid at Harper's Ferry, West Virginia in 1859. But Atwater reminds us the events in this Kansas town shaped what was to come.
What happened here reverberated and changed national history. It was the precursor to the Civil War. It's where people started fighting over the issue of slavery first, and Fort Sumter was an echo of this.
As early as 1859, people were already coming to the cabin in which John Brown resided so they could see where the abolitionist made his first stand. It is preserved yet today. Traveling the countryside in Osawatomie, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction of real estate plus furniture and collectibles for the Cheney Long Trust Saturday, September 26th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Oto in Marysville. Selling the usual round of tools, yard and garden items, rotting lawnmower, a 1982 Ford F-250 long bed extended cab pickup sells at noon. Furniture items include a small refrigerator, washer, and electric dryer, three-piece ornate bedroom set, dining table with six chairs, kitchen and household items, a number of collectibles, including a horse-drawn side spring buggy, some games and toys, and miscellaneous. The real estate is a ranch-style three-bedroom, 1 1/2 bath home with a full unfinished basement, attached garage, and a pool shed that sits on approximately 1 acre. The real estate sells at 1 o'clock. This estate auction for the Cheney Long Trust, Saturday, September 26th, begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Otto in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
Apple trees around the country are bursting with fruit, but not all are ready to be picked. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to know when the apples are ready as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Mature over a long period of time depending on the cultivar. Some are ready now, others are weeks out. When to pick apples depends on if you're going to eat them right away or store them for later. Terrell Roper is an extension horticulture specialist at Utah State University. He says it's important to know the difference between ripe and physically mature. Ripe apples are at their peak of flavor, juiciness, and aroma. Physiologically mature means they're ready for harvest but not fully ripe. This stage is important for growers who ship their fruit and don't want it past its prime when it reaches its destination. So how do you tell if your backyard apple trees are ready for harvest? Sometimes you can tell by the color of the skin, but not always.
You may see an apple that has a solid red skin, but is still starchy inside and isn't a very good apple. Skin color is important. It's not the be-all, end-all, but it is one key. Another color change to consider is the ground color. And the ground color is the color of the cavity inside the stem end of the apple, so that indentation. That changes from green to yellow.
You can buy fancy instruments that help detect an apple's ripeness, but there is an easier way. Take a bite.
Taste is a really important determinant. There's a lot of components when you take a bite out of an apple. You can certainly tell the crispness versus, that one's not so much anymore. As apples mature, the amount of starch in the flesh declines. That starch is converted to sugar. The acidity tends to decline, so the sweetness increases, and the aromatics also develop. So your nose is involved in that as well.
Learn more about knowing when to pick apples at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Peace in the valley for me.
sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, trouble I see.
There will be peace in a valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle and the wolves will be tame and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, 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 yes. And the beast from the wild shall
spend time with young children, you know they are very good at asking questions. Sometimes my kids pepper me with so many questions, I'm not sure where one stops and the next one starts. Hi, I'm Callie Breese with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. I honestly love the curious nature of my kids. It's how they learn. And at any age, really, it's the best way to get more information about anything. Have you ever looked at your bank account and wondered how you can do a better job of managing the resources God has given you? Asking that question is the right place to start. Start by asking yourself if your financial decisions are guided by your faith and your values. Do you see money as a tool to live out your faith, or has it become a goal? Once you have those values questions aligned, you can tackle the practical ones. What's my long-term financial goal? Am I prepared for large unexpected expenses? Am I using my resources in a generous way? So ask all the questions you want. The answers may give you financial clarity and lead to a more meaningful and grateful life.
A film star with humanitarian leanings and an appreciation of good coffee. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Australian actor Hugh Jackman is no stranger to American moviegoers. He's also the co-founder of the Laughing Man Coffee Company. It started following a humanitarian trip to Ethiopia, where Jackman met a young coffee farmer named Dukali.
I promised to help out in any way I could. My voice, resources, and Laughing Man Worldwide was created as a way to give people like Dukali a hand up rather than a handout, and also a way to really encourage the entrepreneurial spirit right around the world.
The CEO of Laughing Man Coffee is David Steingard.
The whole movement to specialty coffee is working with local coffee farmers, and in a way it's business motivated because you work with them to provide them the infrastructure, give them a better pay for their coffee. At the same time, they produce a better cup of coffee.
Steingard says the motto for the company is all be happy.
You create jobs, you produce a great product. I don't want you drinking the coffee just because Hugh's involved or it's giving back. It has to be good, right? For innovation to work, it has to be competitive.
Back to Jackman again. He donates all of his profits from the company to provide economic assistance to coffee farmers and their communities in places like Ethiopia and Colombia. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While many farmers are still working on the fall harvest, and producers can now achieve maximum bale density and high-quality bales with the new large square baler from Case IH. It was announced during the Farm Progress Show as the Case IH LB436HD large square baler delivers the highest bale density in the Case IH large square baler lineup. Brian Spencer, Case IH Hay and Forage Equipment Marketing Manager, says the new baler helps producers effectively work during baling windows.
Today's commercial hay growers, as well as dairy and beef producers, need equipment that delivers increased capacity and bale density. More density means heavier and fewer bales, so less bales to handle, less money spent on twine, more weight in the container for export, less time chasing bales across the field. All this optimizes storage and handling, which improves the customer's profitability. This new baler is equipped with many new features and advancements to deliver the highest bale density in the Case IH large square baler lineup.
Spencer went on to say that the Case IH LB436HD large square baler offers many exciting new features as well.
The baler is equipped with a new patented two-speed gearbox, which provides easy startup and a smooth power flow. It maximizes power to deliver 48 strokes per minute with substantially more plunger force. Another new innovation is the new Twine Pro knotter, which delivers maximum knot strength and provides reliable tying with the addition of a loop knot, which reduces knot breakage. Also has been added a robust compression system with fully automatic bale density control, coupled with an even longer bale chamber, which helped to deliver higher, more consistent densities, bale shape, and bale weights, even in changing conditions. We've added a more durable plunger, an entirely new density ring, which provides a longer service life, minimizing ownership costs. Maintenance is as simple as baler adjustments, which can be made quickly and easily with ground-level access for routine or daily service.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to School means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our Back to School Sales Event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with a free credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sport insurance when sold. In KMF with 1333 for 1,000 financed. Example 2020 Super LX. Stock number K8696. 5,500 factory rebate. 2,100 dealer discount. $400 military rebate. Expires.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Cattlemen's Beef Board will invest approximately $39,380,000 into programs designed for beef promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, foreign marketing, and producer communications during this fiscal year 2021. At the end of the September meeting, the Beef Promotion Operating Committee approved checkoff funding for a total of 13 authorized requests, also known as grant proposals, brought in by 9 contractors. Those 9 contractors brought a total of more than $47,700,000 worth of funding requests to the BPOC, about $8 million more than what was available in the budget. Jared Brackett is the chair of the Beef Promotion Operating Committee and said producers drive all the decisions that the committee makes during the meetings. Cattlemen and women from across the country with importers carefully consider every proposal to determine where should send those checkoff dollars to. With every decision they make, Brackett says, members' main goal is to increase beef demand. The committee consists of 10 producers from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, 10 producers from the Federation of State Beef Councils. A new study released by the National Pork Board shows that despite the challenges of 2020, America's pig farmers continue to make strides in overall sustainability. The report looked at sow, nursery, finish, and wean-to-finish data over 3 years. The results reconfirmed long-term trends of increased efficiency, which has an additional benefit of reducing production costs. That's especially good news after the economic challenges of 2020 have taken a toll. Chris Hostetler, Animal Science Director for the National Pork Board, says one of the great benefits of the Chekhov-funded study is the benchmarking ability it offers to producers who always want to improve their efficiencies. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about our next large virtual coverage of an agricultural event, the National FFA Convention, after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Well, we have just come through the virtual presentation of North America's largest outdoor farm show, the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. But come next month, we'll be going through another large virtual FFA National Convention, which will be staged in Indianapolis, but not with auditoriums full of blue-jacketed FFA members, because this year's FFA National Convention will be a virtual presentation. All of the events that make up the National Convention will take place. And today, let me talk a little bit about the record number of members that they announced just about a month ago. The membership has grown to 760,113. That's up from last year's 700,170 members. The top five student membership states are Texas, California, Georgia, Florida, and Oklahoma. And this year, the organization has more than 115,000 Latino members, more than 40,000 black members, and more than 12,000 members who are American Indian and Alaska Native. And then get this, 44% of the membership is female, with 51% of the membership being male. And the reason that I mention that is I can remember going to national FFA conventions years ago in Kansas City when you didn't see any girls in the delegation bodies. They were all male because women were not allowed to be members of the national FFA. But that has changed, as you just heard. The relevance of agriculture and the security of our country's food, fiber, and natural resource systems has never been more important, according to the CEO of the National FFA, Mark Peschel. And I do want to mention, because they are going to award the Stars Over America, let me quickly mention the 16 names. The American Star in Agribusiness, William Kellum of Georgia, Eli Matthew Bowles of Illinois, Hannah York of Fredonia, Kentucky, and Blake Kirchhoff of Nebraska. American Star in Agribusiness, Lauren Roberts of Florida, Maddie Sue Fugate of Mahomet, Illinois, Nicole Stevens of Yukon, Oklahoma, Jacob Bagby of Stevensville, Texas. And then we have the American Star in Agricultural Placement, Ryan Albert Stewart of Kansas, Will Shelby of Oklahoma, Cole Schock of South Dakota, and Wilson Nugent of Texas. Congratulations to the FFA for its continued growth in membership and its impact on the future of American agriculture. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group. Be safe and be well.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Generate extra income by renting out your woodland and grassy areas to hunters. Stay tuned for tips on how to set this up on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
And waterways on the farm may seem like extra work, but if there's an abundance of wildlife in those places, make them work for you. Hunters will pay money for exclusive hunting rights. This helps protect your land from trespassers and arguments over who is allowed there and when. Sean Williamson is a CPA with the Fick, Eggemeyer & Williamson firm in St. Louis, Missouri. He also leases out his own land to hunters and says you'll have to do some legwork to figure out how much to charge per acre.
Craigslist would be one good place. Ask around what other people are paying, if you can find some other hunters, what they're paying. And then you go for a number and you see if anyone will pay it. And if they won't, then set a lower number until someone does pay it. And normally in about a few weeks, you'll have an idea of what the market is willing to bear on your property for hunting rent.
Lease the land to only as many people as you feel comfortable with. If you have too many, it's hard to keep track of everyone. Be sure you specify what the rules are while they're on your land and have each of them sign an indemnification agreement.
That basically has them in black and white acknowledge that hunting is dangerous and that they're accepting all responsibility for any kind of accidents while they're out there hunting, firearm related or falling out of trees or stepping in a hole or whatever might come.
Williamson says for the best protection, it's also a good idea for the landowner to have liability insurance. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about renting your land to hunters at agriculture.com.
A wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right. Remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, the one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Going through a Friday today, still seeing some nice green across the board. Grain, soybeans, and livestock all doing relatively well today. And the live cattle end up going a little bit higher in the green as well. So nice way to hopefully wrap up that way in just a little bit. October live cattle up a half right now to 107.27. December is up 52 cents to 111.85. Feeder cattle right now seeing some decent green as well. September up 80 cents to 140.72, with October up 77 cents to 142.22. In the lean hogs, they were in the red for a while, kind of mixed right now, but mostly higher. October lean hogs up 22 cents to 266.75, and December lean hogs are down 17 cents to 63.45. over in the soybeans. As we mentioned, we had a bit of a rally going on right now to wrap up the week here. November soybeans are up 13 and three quarters to 10.42 and a quarter. January soybeans are up 15 points to 10.46 and a quarter. On the meal side, decent growth here. October up 7.10 to 3.37.50, and December soybean meal is up 6.90 to 3.42 and 20 cents. On the soybean oil side, October is up 17 cents to 35.08, and December up 18 cents to 35.04. So they've kind of rebounded after being in the red a little bit earlier today for a Friday. Over on the grains, we see them up right now as well. December corn up 2 3/4 to 3.78 even. We see the KC wheat for December up 18 and a quarter to 5.05 3/4, and March KC wheat up 17 and 3/4 to 5.16. So not too bad there. Looking at some of your metals, we started off kind of mixed across the board for your metals market today. We're seeing it mostly higher right now. October gold up 14.30 to 19.55.60. September silver's up 32 cents to 27.31. And December silver up 2 pennies to 27.12. Copper right now for September is up 4 pennies to $3.11. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Friday.
Rusty at Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty at Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty at Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example, 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2GO464, MSRP $16,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000. Alternative cash rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Level qualify. All Ford rebates.
The only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.